Parshas Rav Mardasra, Chaim, Shmuel Zalman Aliyah. So Rashi opens up in this week's Parsha, Lama Parshas Zuz Stuma. So the first shot is, Lefisha Nismu Enem She Yisrael, Nismu Enem Yisrael, Mitzoras Hashibu Tzitchilu Lishabdam. So Stuma Loshin Satum Kod, that the eyes and the nail and the hearts of Kod are so closed because of the Ptir of Yaakov Inu, the Mitzor Sashibu Chitchilu L'Shabdom. There's two obvious kashas to ask, you know, on this Rashi. First of all, first and foremost, is that the Shiba didn't start until the Shvatim died. So before next week's Parsha, V'yomas Yosef v'chol chav v'chol dar hu, and then v'yakom ma'achar sh'shalo yadas Yosef. So it's not historically, it's not historically correct, l'chira. So what does it mean? It's Mitzor Sashibu Chitchilu L'Shabdom. But then also there's also the Gabi what it says, you know, that the Nistimu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael, right? Haray, when you're building pyramids, whatever you're doing, it's not your eyes and heart that hurts, it's your back, it's your arms, your legs.
And what's the difference between the eyes and the heart also?
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Einayim V'Libam. Right? So the idea is like this, that the before we go break it down to the Pratim and we tie it into the Inyan of Asor B'Tevis and the Bar Hilula, that the Gemara says in Perek Chelek, Kol mi she'em bo das l'soif goyle mim koymoy. The person says, Chisor is not a bar das. He's not so. Is that so? Which, without getting into being marich, that a non bar das is what we would call bizman as a reality challenged. Right? He's not stupid. He's crazy. The simonim of a shaita and shas is not that he's stupid. He does crazy things. So it means that he's out of touch with reality. So mishem bo das sofa golden komos, like the Sforim explained. Maral says that the that in Odom's roots, in reality is our das. That's our roots. That's how, the Kadmonim have already said, you have to look at a person like an upside-down tree. These are the roots. The Eivorim, other than the Roish, are, they're like the branches. A person's das is his roots in reality. A person's shame bo das is not rooted, he's not grounded, like we say. So, as we'll break it down a little bit more, but open klali, what we're getting to is that the golus really starts from the head or hadas. It's only a matter of time. With the siluk of Yaakov Avinu, shnistimu einayim v'libam, so about the physical shibud didn't start. But the Tzoras HaShibud is already there, because it's only a matter of time, because we lost our eyes and our heart. So what are these two bechinas? So Michael asks, what are these two bechinas? The eyes and the heart. Right? And that we need dafka, both of them. We find all, throughout the Torah, throughout Lashonis and Chazal, right? Throughout the Tfilas, that the two go together. Right, Los Sochel Vavchem Vachrechem. The Rav already said it was Mechavet. Right, and the Vahayu Einai V'Libi Sham Kol Hayomim. Right, we say Vahar Einenu B'Seira Secha V'Dabek Libenu B'Mitzvay Secha. Right, and the list goes on and on. That these are two bechinas she Echad Sarach L'Chaveru. And between the two of them, you have what we call Das. That Kayadua. Right, Hachacham Einav Berosha. Right, the Einayim is called Pchinas Chachma, V'Libi Ra'a Harbei Chachma. Right, it's Shtei in Sfarim, Shtei in Zohar. That Chachma Binas Moicha V'Liba, Moach, where the Einayim are, right, and the Leiv, right, Ulevavo Yavin, right, and Davar Yadua, right, and we'll explain a little bit more, right, that. Bechinas Das is the composite. It's what you get if you have Chochmah and Bina together. This thing that's Das, to be a Bar Das, right, and to have your roots in reality is only, we know, Kaidur, that Das, it comes out from the Zivug of Chochmah and Bina, right, which is that, and that, those are the Bechinas of Einayim, and lev, right? The chacham einav berosho, right? That the pshat is like this. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim in Perek Nun, right? That which we call das. That's not what you say. You know, that's not the ideology that you parrot and that you declare. All right, every politician, there's the platform that he runs on. That is what he does, l'maisa, right? And the two never meet. So Zok the Rambam, that which is called das, is what's nechkak b'lev. You're real with it. This is your reality. It's not hadavar ha'ne'emar b'peh, el hadavar ha'chokuk b'nefesh. But to be real with it. To be real with it. Now, to be real with it, you know, you need two things. First of all, you have to be assured that it's fact, that it's real, and that's where the Einayim come in. Seeing is believing. Anyone could tell a great story. Who says any of it's true? Right? Seeing is it's fact. Right? You know that it's real. Right? Yeah. But even after knowing that it's real, right? Even after knowing that it's real, you still need to also be emotionally connected to it. That's the end of life. And chad, without one without the other is not enough. You can't be totally committed to something that you think is just a theory. It has to be something factual, like you could see with your eyes, right? But even after that seeing it, that it's a fact, that's not enough. Because people, there are a lot of things that we know and we ignore. You have to be emotionally connected also. That's right. Right. Correct. That the idea comes after Vashivosa Lavavecha, right? So you need two things. You need to see that it's MS, right? You have to see that it's, and that's in the seeing, and you have to be emotionally connected and committed to it, and one without the other is, you're still not committed. You can't be totally committed to something that's just a theory, and something as much as it could be proven, right? If you're not going to work on being emotionally connected to it, you'll be able to ignore it, no matter how of a demonstrable proof it is. Right? And that's the Indian that our Torah Hashem Tamima, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu divide up into two bechinas, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And Torah Shebichsav is Beriah, you read it. That's with the Einayim, right? And Torah Shebaal Peh, is with the Havana, the Farshtanin of the Torah, right? Right, and what becomes Torah Shebichsav? Nevuos becomes what the Novi saw. So just like he saw it, b'mareh ha'nevuah, so also becomes the visible Torah that's in the books, right? And the Havana, Lahavin Dover Mitoch Dover, right? That's in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Torah is called Torah Hashem Tamima because it has both aspects. The Torah would not been. It has to be a chelk that's nitfas b'ri'ah and a chelk that's nitfas b'havona. And then you could, it's a teras emes. You could be real with it because it has both b'chinas. It's factual. It's something that you could see. Right? And it's also something that's deep and that the lave, the lave could connect to because you find tam in it. Find tam in it. Right? And that's what we daven. V'ha'er einenu b'sayra secha. V'dabek libenu mitzvasecha, the b'china v'hoyer enenu b'sayrasecha, right, is that you know that the Torah is real. And that's what we also say in Davni. Ki b'or panecha nasata lanu Hashem okenu teras chayim. This thing is alive, it's real. It's b'or panecha, right? You know it's real because you could see it. Right, but then there's Vaiter and Madrega. Even after you see that this is the MS, right? You have to be further committed to it. You can't be committed to something that you don't appreciate. That's you have to find time. You have to find a geschmack in it, a intellectual geschmack, and that's then you have Dveikus Halev. Right, and the Lev gets involved also. Right, with the siluk of Yaakov Avinu, so nistimu einem v'libam shel Yisrael. Shot is that when Yaakov Avinu was alive, whatever he taught, you saw it that way. It was just so clear. It's like you could see it, and Kedam Rishon, he opened my eyes, right? But also there was an intellectual and emotional connection. Also, there was a geshmak in it. because you have something that you could see. If you're not going to get a geshmak from it intellectually, it's not going to talk to you. Or you're not connected. So the siluk of Yaakov nistimu enam velibam shel Yisrael. So, and this is all merumas, right? In the Indian of that, you know, it's a parsha stuma. It's a parsha stuma. So of course, you know, it's something susum, that's a block you can't see. And that's what Dal Melch Dam Gal Einai Vabita Niflos Mitarasecha. Right? But then there's also how it's Meramez on the Indian that there's no Havana. Because like Rashi brings from Chazal in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. You know, it's Sosun, it means there's no Revach ben Parsha Posha. Lemayu Revachos Meshamshos, Rashi. Revach Moshe Lihizboinein ben Parsha LaParsha. Right? That there's no Hizboninus. You're not doing any Levovo Yovid. You're not going to contemplate. Right, and you know, and that's what was a nostalgic, you know, the siluk of Yaakov Avinu, right, you know, and that's the inyan, you know, from the things that we fast on in Asar B'Tevis, right, that Chazal say Yor Da Choshech Lo'ilam, right, so there was, you know, that there was a siluk of Ezra Sofer, so I heard from the Bar Ilula, my Rebbe said that. That the Inway is called Ezra HaSofer, the Chazal say, he was a big bucky in Safras, and he was Mishori Knesses HaGdoyla, right? You know, the Anshe Knesses HaGdoyla was his bezin, Ubeinehem Kama Nevi'im. One place in Shas said, Kuf Chof, Skena Ubeinehem Kama Nevi'im. So Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha used to say that Ezra HaSofer was the bridge between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapa. These two Bechins are talking about the Ha'er Einenu, Torah Shebichsav, right, and the Vedabik Libin and the Torah Shabbat Pet, was in the Anche Knesset HaGdol, Kuf Chavskeim Ubeineim Kama Nevi'im, and that Ezra Sofer, you know, was this bridge, right, that kept, you know, the Torah Shabbat Pet and the Torah Shabbat Chassav, you know, connected, and when we had Mamish, the whole Torah Bishlemus, the Re'iyah and the Shmiah, right, the Re'iyah and the Havana, you'd see how it's factual, because I have a tifa understand it. You have both, and even of, you know, that the siluk of Ezra Sofer is that connection got lost, and then after that the end of the tkufa sanavim. After that, the tkufa of Torah Shebichsav was sealed, right? And we only have the Torah Shebaal Peh. Without, you know, the Torah Shebaal Peh continues to expand. Without the Torah Shebichsav, right? The Gemara says b'machashakim hoshivani kimsei olam ze Talmud Bavli. Right, that, you know, the Torah Shebaal Peh, not rooted to Torah Shebichsav, which is, you know, the Gemara, you know, lots of things that the Yerushalmi will prove from a pasuk. The Bavli doesn't bring it from Sukkot, it brings it from Svarim, from Pilpo. That's called Choshech. So there's a lot of intellectual activity, but you can't see. And so that's why it has to be so much Pilpo, because you're speculating, because you don't see. So you have to try every single Havamina to be sure, and negate every single Havamina, because the core MSO, and that's why, you know, the pilpul is so expansive, and the Torah Shebaal Peh prior to point was so short and to the point, because you're able to see. There's not much to be mefalpo when you could see, right? And that's the end of the siluk of Ezra Sofer. Right?
So what is
the Sofer? Ezra, Daniel, that which, yeah, that he was a sofer, that, you know, he was a big bucky. He could like put right. 10. You know, that the end of Ezra HaSofer is that he was the connector of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh.
He brought back the Hashuris.
Right. Yeah, right. He was the, and we lost that bridge. Right? Yorda Choshech Lolam. Right? And part of losing that bridge, so in the next door, you know, or just a couple of doors later, was the whole Maisa with Talmi HaMelech. Nothing that were, that it called that, you know, the Torah, you know, was taken out of its makom. It was taken out of Shorsho. Its place was only by Klai. So it was taken out, and it went, it was ripped from its shorish, right? Ripped from its shorish, and it's for him to say, the 13 things that they changed for Talmi Melech are connected to Yud Gimel Midas Shatar and Adreshes Bayim, because the Goyim don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why I had to make changes for him. We have the Torah Shebaal Peh, we have to make changes. But that Akira of the Torah from the Shorsh, which was also separating it from the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's why they made those changes, because you have to make it understandable to he who doesn't have Torah. So, and from that, you know, that ripping of the Torah from the Shorsh did a horrible thing, because the whole Christianity and Islam came from the Targum HaShivim. That's how the Bible went to the Goyim. That was their source material. So, that they built all their, you know, the kfiris that were started, that were suffering from Adayom HaZeh, that all came from Targum HaShivim. That was their access to, to our Tanakh. And the chibur sham v'hayne einai v'libi sham kol yom. We need to restore, the eyes and the heart. What's Baker missing is the eyes. You find that all the nevuas and all the tefillas, they all talk about, v'sechazen einenu v'harenu Hashem okeinu nechmas tzion v'einenu serenu malchusecha. Right? You go over and over. It's all v'harenu. Right? Because we're in a terrible state of choshech, that the MS is not visible anymore. We have it in Torah Shebaal Peh, in intellect, but not be gilui that we could see, and that's what's called broken. That's the soul that the Shvira was in the Uras Hayinayim. That's what's called what's broken about the world. That the MS, we understand it intellectually, but we can't see it, and the difficulty of being real with something that you can't see Shem Yerachim. And that's part of the tikkun of the Sefer HaZohar. Now, in Talmud Bavli, it says Toshma. Right, come here. Because you don't say, but in Zohar state, Tochazi. Right, come see. Right, and Zohar Miloshin Or. Right, what the Zohar is trying to give us in a tzura of Chachma is to give us what the Nevi'im could see. And it discusses those in Yonim of the Merkava and those things. It's Be'orach Seichel, like it says in Tikkun, it's Be'orach Seichel, but it's trying to give you Be'orach Seichel, a kesher, to what the Nevi'im used to see. Right, that's why I say Tochazi, and that's the Indian that our Geula is totally in Limud Sefer Azor. Bein Yif to begin Dasi So Limita Mi Lon Dachai Yud Sefer Azor Ubein Yifkun Min Galusa Barachami. Right.
Yeah, a good gematria I heard is Kabbalah. Gematria Kabbalah equals gematria Chachma plus Nevuah 137. Chachma plus
Nevuah
equals Kabbalah.
That's it. The Rambachal says it's called Chachmas HaEmes. Chachmas HaEmes is a kinu. The whole Torah is Emes. No, but Chochmas HaKabbalah gives us a connection to that which was once B'Bchinas Ru'iyah that's missing. Be'orach Seichel gives us a connection to what was B'Ru'iyah, and then you could be sure that's a Torah's Emes. Because it's something which is just invisible, it's just theoretical, so as much as it makes sense, you can't be committed to something that you can't be real with, and that's a ma'av, from the Omek Ein Sof, there's Kabbalah, it has a skula, right, that it gives us a tam of what the Nevi'im were able to see, because the tam of Re'iyah, and that's the Inyan, what say Shtein Svarim, right, that even if a person doesn't understand Zohar, it's Mesugo for the Neshama, right, that's what it is, it gives a tam, right, of Re'iyah, there was a little V'hayar Neinu B'Sara Sechem. The Murray Varabi, the Bari Lula, the whole Indian, Shteid and Zohar, Yaakov Milubar, Umoshe Milagav. Yaakov was a name, V'libam Shel Yisrael, and that's the Chitzonius of Klal Yisrael, and the Pnimius that fills up is Moshe Rabbeinu is the meat of Das. And Das, we explain, comes out for when you have the Bechina of Ayin V'Lev, Mocha V'Liba together. So the Das of Klal Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bari Lulas, that was the
Moshe Milagav.
Moshe's inside. Yaakov Milubar, Moshe Milagav. The Bari Lula, the Gansa Inyan, the Matana Tov, the Akkadosh Baruch Hu sent us, Ir V'Kadosh Min Shemaya, right? L'ha'ir Einenu, right? And, his Shiurim, right, was not the Pshat, you could say Hezberim, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. The Hezber is nice, is it really what, is being said? But by him, not that way. It shouldn't be Lehedja, after you heard it, you look at the lashon that he was tight, you see it. You could see this is what it means. The school nifla, koch nifla. That a Rambam that I have seen 10 times. You just read it to me, and you just see things that I just didn't see. And when you hear it, he's not stooping in. Right? This, this is what's being said. Right? Right, that was the Klorkite, and now this type of Klorkite, when you're seeing, you're seeing the Etzem Dadover, you're not seeing something else. Right, there's Hezber and there's Hezber. There's Hezber, they say it's very clear because he waters it down and he dilutes it. And the Ikar Mashmos, you leave behind and you just give, a mashu, little scraps, right? And people will be amenu, call that, clear, right? Clear, understandable, right? Hashem Yerachem. And the, whatever. He railed, you know, he was against all the Targumim Laminem, you know, part of Asor B'Tevis is, you know, the first Targum, right? You know, and he used to rail against, you know, this, you know, all the time. Right? Yeah, the guys in Shir said that also when he said that. Right? The guys in Shir, right? Right? You know, because that's a chilek of it. So they made it understandable to a goy, right? But you lost the etzem haTorah. You lost the etzem haTorah. You know, you water it down, right? But then there's a different type of hesber where it's not the pshat. You say a explanation based on the source, but the pshat is you're being megala the source. You're making the source visible. You can make it. The hesber makes it so you can see it. Right, and the hesber is not taking away, right, from the etzem adover. Right, the hesber is actually, you know, being megale etzem, giving an achiza to the whole omek, right, the whole omek, and this is the inyan of what a person needs from a rebbe. What a person needs from a rebbe is a chibur to the omek that's, you know, behind the words, you know, between the words. Lamayu revachos misham dafka the revach. Revachos is where the makom lies bone. That's what's between the words. Right, we translate, you just get the words. The translation doesn't capture what's between the words. The revach, the revachos, is not part of the translation. Right, it's a dibur, right? But the translation doesn't capture the omek ein sofi that's in the revachos ben partially is boining. Right, and that's what he railed against. That's not called to make Torah as understandable. It's called to water down the Torah. And watering down the Torah, you know, it's maybe in the short range, so some people, you know, grab onto it. But in the long range, hooray, you reduced. You reduced the Madrega of Torah. You know, you took it out of Makoro, Ha'ein Sofi, right? And you reduced it to something, you know, based on. Right? And his inyan was to give us an achiza, a kesher, a tam, of what the Torah is, you know, be'etzem and b'shorish. Right? And that's, you know, that was the approach in everything he ever touched. Right, so Bishlama, you know, in Yoni Nister, because Hare, it's called Nister, and you need a Rebbe to be Megala to you. And by Chochmas Nister Bifrat, you know, Chazal tells, Mipi Seifrim Velo Mipi Svarim. Right, so, you know, you need a Rebbe to tell you, that's what we need Rabbeim for, right, to unlock what's between the words and make us be able to see that, because those aren't the words. But to see. That's Dvar Einenu B'Sar HaSech, to see what's between the words. But of course, you know, to see it in an oifen where it also is, you know, the Hezber is Misyashev Alalev. So it's also Mila Dvekus Alev. So the Hezber is not just to, you know, open up and make visible, but it's Misyashev, so there's Mimela Vidabek Libenu. And then you have the Enayim V'Lev together. And then you're rooted. And then you're grounded. And then you're connected. And that's which he was always, you know, matri about, that he feels that Am Yisrael is losing their connection. Right? There's a lot of limud haTorah going on, but it's not la'omek. It's not la'omek. People are not really connected. Because easy is empty. If it's easy to understand without much ma'amatz, there's obviously not that much there. And it's the hepech avdin of the Torah that Rebbe Shem wants to be manchilas or ein sof. Mamish, ana nafshoi kasvis yovs. Rebbe Shem wants to give us a taste of, you know, of his kedusha. Right? And when you reduce the Torah so much, there's no... It doesn't fill up the kalim of Am Yisrael, right? You know, to make us a mamleches kohen in v'goy kodesh, right? And it's, you know, it was something that railed, you know, it bothered him so much. He didn't want to see Am Yisrael go down in Madrig. It wasn't makabel yiras adoros. He wasn't going to make peace with it. He didn't want to hear, this is not for our door. These are swarm that, you know, and for different, this is not swarm for our door. He didn't want to hear any of that. He was looking for those that he could educate. And an amazing thing, that even a Rov Yomov, he didn't have a Moisid. Rov Yomov, right, he didn't have, you know, what you call a regular Shtela. He bounced around here, bounced around there, at Chaburis. But Lamasa, he was a real Rebbe. He was a real Rebbe. They take a person and open up to him the Tzfunei HaTorah. That the Indian of Chinuch, right, Shtein Sorbs, to put the or in Kalim, that he put the or of Torah, not even like dilute the or, he put the etzim or of Torah in our Kalim. He explained it to us, he opened it to us, that we're mamash holding Kalim, like Chanukah Sabayis, right, to put the or into Kalim. It's not a mikra, we just left the Chag of Chanukah. To put the or in Kalim, that was what he did, and he affected thousands, even though he never had, you know, Ad Sof Yomav, you know, a real big meisa to call his own. He affected thousands. And there are people who have shtelers, and a lot of people pass through and hear their pekla chidushim, and there's no Rebbe Tam relationship. Didn't really do anything to you to be mechaber you, to keep you connected to the Etzem HaTorah, to keep you connected to Elokus. Two stories, just because I never spoke them out before. He was upset. He was upset that, people have these stickers with pictures of the Chafetz Chaim and put it on the phone. Right? A reminder not to talk Lashon Hara. Right? Lomatim ani Haredi, ani lo said Dvarim Kehle. It bothered him so much. And what about the Torah? And what about that the Torah sucked? Right? The Torah says, right? And that if you speak Lashon Hara, it's Horeg Tlosa, right? It kills three people. That's not an issue. You're not thinking about that. Think about that, the culture right now is having a Lashon Hara drive, right? Now, you're not thinking about the Etzem HaDover. The Etzem Tzivui HaTorah and the Etzem Ito, why it's important. He didn't like social norms, because he felt it's replacing Torah. That because of the social codes, Dan Hokas as such, and the Torah Mand Char Shmei, Rotzen Hashem Mand Char Shmei. Whatever, this time he burned his bones. I don't know if I should say this, but the once in Shir, he told us a story that when he was in Or Sameach, it happened to him that week. He was hanging around Or Sameach, and a boy from a Baal Tshuva from Russia came over and asked him like this, Harav Zenachon Shah Torah Ze Or Gadol. As Lama Kulam Po Idiotin. Right? He says, the Torah is such a big light, so why is everyone here an idiot? So he goes, Lo Yadati Mala Anola. He started banging on the table. Lama Kulam Idiotin. Emet, Lama Kulam Idiotin.
Who was the Kulam?
Right. Whatever. It bothered him. As he told us, it was the same shear, different shear. I told Mele Ben Adam Baruchov, Tatagidlo Nesivis, but Tatagivlo Mashu Me'etz Chaim Shalari. It's all the Mitzalzelo Todavar, right? It's all deep stuff. Nesivis and Me'etz Chaim, it all rings the same thing to the man. So it's that deep stuff, right? It was so bothered. People are so disconnected from the Mahus HaDvarim and the Omek HaDvarim. Right? That Am Yisrael is like plunging into a darkness that we are imitating. We are imitating what we think Klal Yisrael is like. He asked us, Amaze, Shavar Yitziat Mitzrayim, Avar Kriyat Yamsuf, Ze Anachnu. Ze lo margish anachnu, ze margish am acher. It doesn't feel like it feels like we're these are stories we tell, it doesn't feel like we're the same nation. So actually the whole mahus of keeping connected. And that's the story that Moshe Rabbeinu is always Rabbeinu. It's pasusa the Moshe b'chol dar, the Zohar says. There's a hispashus of Moshe Rabbeinu that is mislavish in the emissary Rabbeim. That all the Rabbeim, the Moshe Rabbeinu is mislavish them because they keep us connected. Right? And we have not had much bracha from the translation industry because, it's keeping us disconnected. Because you get it in a watered-down version and you're satisfied with that. You're satisfied with that. Right? And you're not connected to the Etzem HaMayon. You're satisfying yourself with scraps. But that's the job of the Rabbeim. And the Torah Shebaal Peh never went into writing. Right? The end of the Shas says that we have just signposts. You still need a Rebbe, even though the Shas was put in writing, even though the Shas was translated. Because the Etzem Kol God of Elo Yasaf, the Kol that's between the words, the Revach that's between the Verta, that can't be translated. And that's what we need Rabbeim for. That was his Inyan. Right, the Imam Shri opened up our eyes, right, and he gave us a dveikus by making that the Hezber was both factual and gishmak, right, that you could now be really connected because it was intellectually and emotionally engaging and still without watering down, and seeing that this is what it means, and that's to be connected to the Torah. That's what we've done. V'hoyer in your b'sar secha, v'damek libedu b'mitzvah secha. Right?
What does it mean being emotionally connected to the Torah? Das, where it's integrated. What is it?
It's
emotionally connected to it.
No, Das includes in it emotional connection. It's called being real with it. It's called being real. No, so Lev per se is Bina. But Bina alone doesn't give Das. It's a part. It ain't Bina, ain't Das. It's a Chelet. But we explained, you have to combine the Einayim and the Lev to have Das. Right? Because you
should leave with the both rules. If you don't have it, you're missing something. You're missing something.
Right, so you have your emotion, so when we...
That's it means I know it. But the emotion means if I don't have tzar, I don't understand.
Yeah. We could go on and on, you know, but the Choshech Yod HaLoila, you know, there's a Parsha Stuma now again, because everything that he took upon himself to open up, and he was looking for, you know, and it came mitoch aratzin to connect Am Yisrael to the Torah, and that's why he was also very involved in the Baal Tshuva movement. It was all in the end of being Makasher Am Yisrael to the Torah. We should not lose our achiza and etzim. Not just we keep Jewish tradition, where the Hanhok is loosely based in Torah, connected to the thing be'etzim. That was his inyan, right, to connect. And he dafka felt, he told me many times, right, that they felt that from the Baal Tshuva will come the next manhigim. Right? Because those that are going to have to rediscover Torah, you know, those who aren't used to it, so it's nisya shein, it becomes mitzvahs and noshim melumada, and they're satisfied with whatever they're satisfied with. The people who have to rediscover it the hard way, so once they're on the path of rediscovery and reevaluation, that they have to be willing to reevaluate everything min hayesod, these are the people who can be mechabed etzem haTorah. Because they're not taking anything for granted, and they're willing to reject everything that they heard, be dissatisfied with everything that they heard. These are the people. Right? And he believed, and he was mashkia. And, you know, he told me the first time I met him, Yeshli kol shobali tshuva. Lefnei chamesh shanim em lo yadu mi ze Avraham Avinu. Hayom ani chotem lecha. Ani chotem lecha. Right? I'll sign a guarantee. Sheim ayu ba yeshiva shcha, I was in there, I saw at the time, heim ayu mea boltim shama. And he really believed what he said without saying, you know, don't tell me them sometimes, big tell me them, they should do shidduchim with Baal Tshuva. They felt that that's where, you know, the ones who are really open to reevaluate everything and are willing to go against their what they're used to and break out of their complacency, you know, from them, we'll have manhigim for the next door. Right? I could go on and on, you know, me Tengo Tumuraso, you know, the Shurim, the Amkus, and also, you know, it was but also Chanoch Lenaro Pidarko, Gam Kiyaski Noisori Meno. So like Chinoch, the end of Chinoch is to put the oar in the kli, and you feel a real kesher. And that's why Gam Kiyaski Noisori Meno. So that's the end of Chanukah, to put the oris in Kalim. Right, when he was Madrich me, when I first got involved with him, when I was still learning both, I was in correspondence, is Madrich Shlav Achar Shlav, are you ready for this Sefer? Now I want you to take the Sefer of Reb Tzadok, I want you to write a Perush on it. I was, I began writing a kuntres called Mleches Machshev, it's a Perush on the Machshavos Chatzos of Reb Tzadok. I said, all right, now I want you to learn this Sefer from the Ramchal, the Klach. Right, he sent a message to a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, learn the Klach with Bekoffer. And that's, you know, Darga Achar Darga. Yeah, no, it's nothing which I never completed. I was supposed to write a beer on the beer I grow in Huchos Gzela. Right? He let me off the hook when I came to learn by him in Eretz Yisrael. What?
Plenty of time.
Right? Better. No, but it's it's a person, you know, fill up the kli with ore, fill up the kli with what, how much ore it could take, right? But marsh the etzema ore, not to be satisfied, and more. And more and more, right? And all mitoch, you know, there are people who are empower you, right? And they, you know, like these motivational speakers, and they're reality challenged, and they want you to be reality challenged and have delusions of grandeur. That wasn't the end by him, right? Mitoch kadei beating you up, he slammed you down also. It was all about being real. Who are you? Where are you holding? What can you do? You know, be great because you can be great. I tell you, whatever, we're all friends here. He once told me once, when I was still a bacher, I was having breakfast with him one sukkah. He said, Bekofer, Tilmar chazak, tiyecha migdol yador. Harav magzim, you're exaggerating. B'mani magzim, b'gadut shecha o b'pchitut shel ador. Right, it's aliyah v'kotzba. I never, as I thought I was making progress, he was tougher and tougher with me, right? It came to the last, you know, in the last years, I never got a compliment from him, no matter how much I tried. But I knew that he liked me because I would get, you know, Me'achorei HaPargud, I would hear from other people I wouldn't get a nice word out of him. He was being very, very demanding, and I understand why. He was trying to push me more, shouldn't get complacent. I was already a Magid Shir. I had been a Rosh Hashiva. He didn't want me to get complacent. He was pushing me. I couldn't get a nice word out of him. I couldn't get a haskam on my sefer from him. And I asked him, you know, Harav, yesh tot, and he took it. And tot. Lomart, yesh tot, lomart, yesh tot. Right? You know, and when I printed any, well, I was afraid to show it to him. I waited a year. I brought him one. Ah, Yochanan, sefer. Right? Yafeh. No, it's being mechanech, right? You know, but I could hear from other people. Now, some guy told me he went to Rav Moshe because I was giving shurim in a shul. Could I go? He says he's your talmid. He's a talmid amiti. Right? But I never, in the last, I would never hear that directly mipiv. Not for like 5 or 6 years. You know, you gotta get it always, you know, misaviv, because that's. Being machanef you be'emes, empowering, but real empowering, not delusions of grandeur, real empowering, being in touch with reality. Roshim should help, you know, things are spiraling out of control. You know, it's all in of Shivasa, but Thomas, Choshechard Olam, the Torah was Yotzim im Koma and it was Nishtabesh, right? Yeah, and all the Shibushe Hadeus, you know, are so, you know, abundant in this world. That's the biggest problem, the Shibushe Hadeus, Hashem Yirachem, that are out there. And we had an ear of a Kash Mishmaya to give us Deos Yeshoros, right? And now, you know, Asor Betavis, he was Nifter, right? It was taken from us. We, you know, we have to keep, just like he wasn't Mashlim with Yerida Sidoris, and he pushed back. And he connected even his colleagues and other Rosh Yeshiva, and he started teaching things that, you know, the yeshivas don't teach because he wasn't being macabre, wasn't being mashlim with Yerida Sidoris. We have to be the same way. We have to be the same way and not accept Yerida Sidoris. Chanoch Lanar Pidako is how to connect him to the Etzem or Ein Sof of Torah and not relent and not give up. Right? You know, that when Mashiach comes from Herob Yamenu, there'll be some, you used to say this, there should be Kama Yudim Amitim La Rotlo. You say, Lo you are Bebazmanu, Lo you. Lo you are Be. Kaduv Lo you are Be. Right, when Mashiach comes, Baruch should help, you know, give us the strength, give the Rav the strength. Here is an emes of Malkum Torah, right, to really, you know, create the real chibur, not just episode, not a tradition and not a custom, but add some chibur of v'hayir nir b'sara secha v'dabik libenu v'mitzvah secha. Chaim.
How did you understand the Rambam? And you saw